Some of the other things going on, and we talked about it when it first broke yesterday, is this post from James Comey on Instagram, where he took a picture of seashells that spelled out 8647. Now, 86, you know what that means. Look, make them go away. 86. Take them out. They're all gone. You know, whichever definition you want to use for 86, listen, someone who spent a career in the FBI should know what 86 means when it comes to that. And a little passive-aggressive, oh, I saw a nice shell display on the beach today. And then he removed it saying, well, I wasn't aware that people, you know, said that is violent, you know, that represents violence. So I took it down. But I didn't mean it in a violent way. I thought it was a political message. Well, either way, you damn well knew what it meant. And listen, this should be treated just like they did Michael Flynn. It should be treated just like they did other things. Federal agents, I believe it's the Secret Service, falls under this jurisdiction, should interview James Comey. And when he said, I didn't know what that meant, 86, they should arrest him for lying to a federal agent. And then let him and his attorneys prove to a jury of his peers that he's either that stupid or lying. If he did not know after spending decades in law enforcement what 8647 means. There's also some things, some conspiracy theories coming out now that yesterday when he posted this was the 8,647th day since 9/11. And I checked that today, and it's absolutely, I have a counter on my phone where I check the days, and today is 8,648 days since 9/11. So whoever made those shells in there is questioned, and we'll never find out if Comey himself put these shelves to display those numbers or he just found it. Was someone honoring 9/11? And he made it more of a political post. Either way, his intent was straightforward and everybody knows what the intent was. So if he wants to play dumb, if he wants to say, I had no idea after spending 30, 40 years in law enforcement, he was in the ATF before he was in the FBI, I had no idea what this meant. Well, okay, we think you just lied to us. We're going to arrest you. We're going to send you to court. Obviously, you'll make bail. And you should explain to a jury of your peers that you are, in fact, that stupid. Or you knew damn well what it meant and you know, get your slap on the wrist or whatever it may be at that point. But that's the rules that they've set, and I think those are the rules that they follow. Now, that being said, do I think anything's going to happen here? No, I don't. I don't think anything's going to happen here, just like we haven't seen much on the Epstein file, just like we haven't seen much of anything as far as holding anyone accountable. You know, so I saw a picture today with who would be arrested first, Letitia James or James Comey? Quite honestly, you know, I think there's a lot of documented evidence to where Letitia James is in trouble. Does she get arrested? I don't know. I don't know, unfortunately. I wish I could tell you yes, because there seems to be a lot of red flags and smoking guns when it comes to her case as far as documented paperwork that, you know, paper trails don't lie. So we'll see where that goes. But again, I don't think much will happen to this. I think the Secret Service agents will go to interview him. He'll give some, you know, moronic story and play dumb, and that'll be the end of it. We'll see. But unfortunately, I have not seen much teeth from our Department of Justice over the past couple of months to lead me to believe anything else. So it's 3:23 here at WILK. We'll be back with the Rob O'Donnell Show in just a minute.